Welcome to the deep dive. We're not just skimming the surface today. Nope, we're going right to the heart of championship BBQ. Because let's face it, you can smoke a perfect chicken. But often, the thing that really wins over the judges, it's the sauce, that secret weapon. So our mission here is to really unpack the top BBQ sauces for competition chicken. We're using the Pitmaster Arsenal Guide as our map. It's packed with winning strategies. Think of this as your shortcut to understanding what makes these sauces winners. Okay, let's unpack this. If you're serious about BBQ, competition, or just, you know, backyard bragging rights, the sauce, that's where the magic happens. It's science, too, sometimes. So first up, Kansas City style. I mean, that's an icon, right? Known for that deep, complex flavor. But in competition, it's more than just the taste, isn't it? It's that really thick, sweet, almost syrupy texture. How does that help you win?
Oh, absolutely. That thickness is purely strategic. It creates this incredible, glossy, lacquered finish on the chicken. Visually stunning for the judges. And, you know, the foundation is key. A really robust tomato base, brown sugar, vinegar, spices. But then you layer in things like molasses, maybe honey, for that depth. The guide really stresses using quality tomato products. Good puree or crushed tomatoes make a huge difference, avoids that flat taste, lets other flavors pop.
Right. And it feels like even within that classic style that there's room to play. Like, how do pitmasters tweak it, adjusting sugar or spices to stand out?
That's exactly where the artistry comes in. They'll meticulously adjust the sugar, not just for sweetness, but controlling how it caramelizes. That's crucial. And yeah, experimenting with spices, paprika, cumin, maybe even a little allspice to add subtle, memorable twists. And the expert tip, application timing. You put it on right near the end of the cook. That lets the sugars caramelize, you know, that chemical magic with heat, gives you that shine, that amazing smell without burning. Judges love that.
Okay, staying in the sweet category for a moment. St. Louis style. Also sweet, but smoky too. How do they get both elements right without one, like, taking over?
Yeah, St. Louis is all about balance. Sweetness usually comes from brown sugar or molasses. Smokiness, often smoked paprika, maybe a careful touch of liquid smoke. The base is still tomato and spice, but the competitive edge, well, that comes from adjusting things like cayenne for a bit of kick, garlic powder for depth, maybe Worcestershire for that savory backbone. It complements, you know, doesn't just dominate.
And the application. Is it pretty much the same idea as Kansas City, hitting it at the end? Any subtle differences that matter?
It's similar, yes. Usually applied in those final moments for the caramelization and the look. The key difference, maybe for St. Louis, is ensuring its slightly thinner consistency still clings really well. Doesn't just run off. You want that perfect, eye-catching glaze. Tells the judge, this is ready.
Okay, so we've hit the sweet powerhouses. Mm. What about the other side of the coin? The tangy, zesty ones. Mm-hmm. Carolina Gold sounds fascinating, mustard-based. What's the strategic play there?
Well, the strategy is really its uniqueness. So many sauces are tomato-based. Carolina Gold hits you with that bold mustard base. It's tangy, sharp. It cuts right through the richness of grilled chicken, kind of cleanses the palate, makes it zesty, punchy. Competitors often balance that tang, though. Maybe onion, garlic, a hint of honey, so it's not just overwhelmingly sharp, you know?
And getting that vinegar and spice balance right sounds critical. The guide mentions vinegar as a tenderizer.
Yeah.
How does that work exactly? And how do people experiment with it?
Absolutely. Vinegar being acidic, well, it gently breaks down proteins on the chicken's surface, helps flavors soak in, and can make it feel a bit more tender. So yeah, competitors play a lot with different vinegars, different levels of black pepper, cayenne, maybe a touch of sweetness to balance it. And what's fascinating here is the regional variation. Some might add peach preserves or Worcestershire. It lets them innovate but still respect tradition. And knowing those local tastes, that can be a real edge with certain judges.
So how do the pros actually use Carolina Gold for the biggest impact? Finishing sauce, marinade, both.
It's super versatile, actually. A lot of folks apply it in the last 10 minutes or so. Keeps that bright tanginess alive, doesn't let it get muted by the heat. But others use it as a marinade before grilling. Lets the chicken soak up all that flavor deep inside. Keeps it moist, too. So you've got options, depending on your game plan.
Staying in North Carolina, Lexington dip. This one sounds really different, mostly vinegar and pepper. Seems simple. How is that a strength?
Its strength is its simplicity. That vinegar and pepper base gives a sharp, bold flavor that complements smoked chicken perfectly but doesn't hide it. The vinegar tenderizes, like we said, boosts juiciness. The pepper brings the heat, and because it's so lean, you really taste the chicken, the smirk. That can be a huge plus when judges want to taste the meat itself.
It's known for being thin and tangy, too. Mm-hmm. How does that consistency actually help the chicken in a competition setting where you worry about drying out?
Yeah, that thinness is tactical. It soaks into the meat, not just sits on top. That means flavor and moisture from the inside out. So the question becomes, how do you apply it best? Using it as a mop sauce, brushing it on throughout the cook is really effective. Builds flavor, keeps things moist without being heavy. Or some even serve it on the side, lets the judges control it. Shows confidence in your chicken, you know.
And is Lexington dip just for chicken, or does it work elsewhere?
Oh, yeah. While the core is simple, you might find regional tweaks, maybe a little tomato or molasses. But versatility, definitely. It's great with pulled pork, fantastic drizzled on grilled veggies for some zip, even as a dip for smoked sausage. It works because that clean profile just complements so many things.
Okay, shifting gears now to the creamy and spicy ones. Alabama white sauce. That mayonnaise base really makes it stand out. Sounds like a potential game changer. How does that texture work on competition chicken?
It really is a game changer. That creamy texture from the mayo coats the chicken beautifully. It's a fantastic contrast to smoky flavors, and it helps keep the meat incredibly moist. That originality, just in texture alone, can be a huge competitive advantage. It's just so different from the typical red sauces judges see all day.
And the taste. How do pitmasters get that tangy, peppery balance right so it impresses, not overwhelms?
Right. It's known for being tangy and peppery. Usually apple cider vinegar, maybe some lemon juice, black pepper, garlic. The heat level is pretty flexible. You can dial it up or down. The goal is always balance, though. Enhance the chicken, don't bury it. Application's key too. Many use it as a marinade first, letting that creamy tang soak right in. Or sometimes as a finishing glaze right at the end. Looks amazing, smells incredible, really stands out.
Okay, from creamy to bold and spicy, let's talk Texas-style BBQ sauce. It really screams Texas BBQ culture, right? How do teams get that intense spice level right for judges? They don't want to blow their palates out.
Yeah, that's the art. Texas sauce is definitely bold, unapologetically spicy sometimes, usually a mix of peppers, spices, rich tomato base. It packs a punch, designed to stand up to a really smoky grilled chicken. Competitors blend things like chili powder, cumin, maybe a little brown sugar for balance. The heat needs to be there, but it shouldn't just flatten everything else, especially the chicken flavor. And underneath, it's often a strong tomato and chili base. Good tomatoes matter, again. And things like roasted chilies or smoked paprika, they add that extra depth judges look for.
So when you're trying to perfect a Texas sauce for competition, what are the key things to focus on? Besides flavor, is consistency a factor?
Absolutely. Refining it means nailing that spice level, not too hot, not too timid. But yeah, consistency is vital too. You generally want it a bit thicker so it clings well to the chicken, creates a beautiful, even glaze that doesn't just drip off. That first visual impression is huge.
All right, one more category, the versatile favorite. Memphis BBQ sauce. It's loved for blending tangy and sweet. Sounds like a crowd pleaser. How do pitmasters really nail that balance?
Memphis sauce does strike this wonderful harmony, doesn't it? Tangy vinegar, sweet tomato, often boosted with molasses or brown sugar. It creates this really nice, complex flavor that kind of evolves as you eat it. Judges notice that. And a big plus is its heat versatility. You can make it mild, medium, just adjust the cayenne or black pepper. That adaptability is a real asset in competition.
And application-wise, is there a specific strategy for Memphis sauce, like layering?
Yes, layering is often the key. Pros will apply multiple thin layers during the cook. It's not just about piling on sauce. It lets the flavors cook in, build intensity, and create that really deep, beautiful glaze. Timing is everything there. Too early, you risk burning the sugars. Too late, it won't stick right or develop those deeper notes. Oh, and a practical tip from the guide. Memphis sauce holds up well. You can make it ahead of time, store it. Big help on busy competition days.
Wow. Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground, a real spectrum of sauces. What does this all mean for someone listening? Maybe an enthusiast or an aspiring competitor. What's the secret sauce beyond the actual sauce?
Well, if you look across all these sauces, a few key themes keep popping up for success. It's less about the specific sauce and more about the approach. First, strategic balance. Not just sweet tangy, but balancing tradition with your own twist, knowing your judges. Second, tactical consistency, how it looks, how it sticks. Thick versus thin changes your whole game plan. Third, precision application timing. This is huge. When you apply, it affects caramelization, burning, flavor depth, visual appeal. Last minute for some, mopping for others. And finally, the psychology of customization, tailoring things slightly, showing you understand regional tastes or judge preferences. That shows real finesse.
And just to hit some quick takeaways from the guide's FAQs, can you make Carolina Gold less tangy? Yep, honey or brown sugar helps. Can Alabama White really work as a marinade? Absolutely. Great for deep flavor. Texas style. Think bold, spicy heat that still lets chicken shine. Lexington Dip's main star, vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can make Memphis sauce ahead of time. Big time saver. It's just amazing, the versatility and sheer artistry here. Understanding these details is more than just trivia, isn't it? It's like getting a real strategic edge in the BBQ world.
Exactly. And if you think about the bigger picture, mastering one of these sauces, truly mastering it, isn't just about maybe winning something. It's about understanding how tiny changes in ingredients, texture, when you apply it, can totally transform a dish. It's about making an impact. So the question for you listening is, what sauce will you choose to really dig into? And how will you make it your own, make it memorable?
We really hope you take these ideas, get out there, experiment, and explore. Based on everything we've dug into today, go make some incredible BBQ.